look, there's been, it's been interesting, right? I mean, just in general, the economy is interesting. But I thought that today specifically we'd talk a little bit about the share market. We've talked quite like broadly just about, you know, being in recession and everything. But what's actually happening in the shares at the moment?
Well, it's actually very, very unique. When we hit the trough in the market sort of mid-March and we'd had a sell-off of close to 35, 40% from all-time highs and pessimism was at an all-time high, we've seen, in essence, a 50% rally come back.
Wow, huge.
It's huge. But what's interesting about this rally has not been led by what we call the smart money, the institutional money. It's been led by retail investors. People like yourself, like me and yourself, right? Just regular people, not the big funds out there. It's really been driven by a sort of low volume, small dollar amount. And that in itself is reflective of the times, because when all this new money came into the marketplace, and I'm talking about sort of government stepping in and increasing the liquidity, a lot of that liquidity actually went into the stock market. So we've had a tremendous separation between actual economic activity and the growth in value in the stock market.
Yeah, right. That's so interesting, isn't it, that all of a sudden, I mean, there's so much pressure on the individual at the moment with what's going on with the pandemic, and it seems that we've all kind of taken that on in our share portfolio as well.
Exactly. I mean, you get the kind of double whammy, right, where we have this tremendous uncertainty in the economy, we get the job loss, and we also feel that hit in our share portfolio. But what we've had over the past 2 months or so is an increase back in our share portfolio to get us back almost to where we were prior to the pandemic, but no sense that the economy is actually on better footing whatsoever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you're almost holding these two contrary ideas in your mind at the same time.
Yeah, as you said, we were chatting a little bit about it off air, and you said it's all kind of about, you know, optimism at the moment. And speaking of which, one of the interesting trends is that there was a new drug trial. I think it was a steroid called, I'm going to give it a red hot go, dexamethasone. I think that's how you say it. And so that's kind of the, you know, mild success of that has kind of influenced the stock market. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, right. And first of all, bravo to you for naming the drug. Anytime, like I said, anytime it goes beyond four or five syllables in a word, I just give up on it. But yes, so that's what we're looking for, right? We're looking for optimism. We're looking for hope that we're getting closer to a vaccine, that we can find something that's really going to not only stem the severity of the virus, but hopefully wipe that virus out or really dampen its effects on our normal behaviors and normal functioning society and economy in general. So when there's hope, and the stock market is the best indicator of that hope, you know, and we get, oh, good results from one of these drug trials, well, whether it's Remdesivir or the one with the D that you just pronounced that I'm not going to butcher. Yes, the stock market's going to respond quite aggressively to that. And every time we see these kinds of effects and these studies that come out with some positivity, you get very, very strong responses in the market.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that that something like the stock market can be a measure of people's general outlook on the future. It's just, it's such a kind of weird insight into people's lives, right?
Well, that's what I love about it. And forgive me, when I teach my students, I was like, you know, you can go into accounting, you can go into finance. Accountants look backwards. We in finance, we look forwards. That's what we care about, is we want to think about where we're going, not what has happened. And so the stock market is really what that is. It's a projection on what's going to happen, not what has happened, right? So if the economy is almost a backwards looking indicator, right, it tells us where we are or what has happened. The stock market says, well, that's already happened. We don't care about it. What do we think is going to occur in the future?
Well, and it will be interesting. If there's one thing we can say about the future, it won't be boring. James, as always, an absolute pleasure. Thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Alex, always.